Welcome to That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all of your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. So I'm here today with Tim, no Adam or Craig, as they are both working. However, we have a very special guest with us today. We have Jadrian Clark. He's the starting quarterback for the Hamburg Sea Devils in the new ELF, and he's played in both the US and Europe. Jadrian, thank you very much for coming on, mate. How are you today?
You're wonderful. It's a pleasure to be here and to be a part of your podcast.
How are things in Germany?
Yeah, things are really, really well. I'm trying to make it through this whole COVID pandemic. I think we're almost towards the end of the tunnel and can finally see the light there. And hopefully the rest of the summer is going to just keep improving day in and day out.
Yeah, it's a similar situation in the UK. I think personally as well, I'm hoping that we can travel soon. So I'm hoping to get over to a game or two in Germany at least. So hopefully when we get permission to travel, that would be good.
Definitely. Yeah, I have a cousin in Brighton and an aunt in Cambridge. So they're wanting to come to a game. I hope they're allowed to come.
Yeah, we all agree, mate. Definitely. That's one thing we want to do. We've been so excited about the ELF, and it's just one thing we really want to do is just be able to go over to the games, like, you know, maybe to work there or even just go as fans and have a drink and watch some football. I think that's what we all want more than anything at the moment.
Definitely.
So yours is obviously an unusual journey playing in Germany now. So tell us about your journey from playing football in the US to playing in Europe with Hamburg and obviously the other German teams you've played for.
Sure, yeah. I played at Weber State University, was a three-year starter there, had a pretty successful career, had aspirations to play in the NFL, went up, was briefly in Seattle just for a tryout and everything, just wasn't able to make a team or a roster. Was then kind of at a crossroads in my life. Do I go ahead and get a job or try and continue playing football? I had a few different teams reach out to me in Europe. Didn't even know they had football in Europe at the time. Kind of a shock. And my quarterback coach gave me a really good piece of advice. And he said, you know, force somebody to take the cleats off of you. Don't end your career prematurely. And so I decided to go over, and I was going to play 1 year in Germany and then go back to the States and start a career. I came over 2017 and had a pretty successful season. Found out about a dual passport loophole thing in the German Football League. I was able to go ahead and get a European passport due to some ancestry in my family, European ancestry. And then was approached by one of the bigger teams in Europe, the Braunschweig New Yorker Lions. From there, I went and had a successful season there as well. And I was kind of just at a crossroads again. Do I keep playing? Do I go back to Braunschweig? What do I want to do? And the Schwäbisch Hall Unicorns reached out to me. I went and played there for a year. And then as we were just discussing with the pandemic, it was really, really difficult 2020 to make it through all of that. But I think of all the people on earth, I was very, very, very fortunate to have landed in Vienna last year. It was a unbelievable experience to play in Austria and get to experience, to me, one of Europe's best cities, Vienna. And then I was planning on returning to Schwäbisch Hall going into this season. Then the new league being started and the opportunity to come play for Hamburg was just something I couldn't pass up on. And so now I'm going into the season, we'll be playing for the Hamburg Sea Devils, and I'm very, very fortunate and happy to be part of the Sea Devils organization.
Yeah, you're saying there, so that was like the new league being founded sort of drove you to stay within Europe. So like, are you as excited as us? You sound there that you're very grateful to have the opportunity. Are you as excited to get this league underway?
Definitely. I think that I've been in Europe for a few years now, and I think that there's been a lot of progress made just in the few years I've been here, but it's not quite up to the standard that I think could have been achieved due to several different factors. It's not one thing. And pretty much, ironically enough, all the things that I thought were missing in the game are kind of all being implemented with this new league. So I think that this league has an opportunity to grow the sport over here in a way that's never been done before, and really allow to American football to be given its rightful place, which is, to me, the best sport in the world.
So have you been surprised by the level of knowledge of fans in Europe and Germany particularly? What did you think the knowledge was going to be? Did you think it was just going to be some sort of novelty sport when you came over?
That's funny, right? I don't even quite remember what I thought when I first was coming over. I knew I was going to the land of beer and automobiles, but didn't know how much I knew about football. I think the passion is probably the thing that shocks me the most about being over here. I think you do have some of that, I guess I'll call it football, soccer, energy. So sometimes at the games, they'll be making noise at moments when American fans wouldn't be. But yeah, I think that the guys that are interested in the sport are all in, and it is kind of remarkable to see how much energy and passion and knowledge they have about the game.
I just remember, it's a loaded question, because I've always thought that, well, British fans and German fans are more knowledgeable sometimes than the average American fan, because we have to seek out the information. So it's not, we had listened to in the car, we hear the sports news and it's the NFL news. Even back when I first started listening, I had to seek out information. You know, there was a weekly newspaper that one news agent in my town sold. You had to look at that. So you found the results about a week after they were on. There was no tele coverage back in the day. So, and German fans especially, I'm glad they're going to be getting an NFL game, because the NFL games at Wembley, we've always noticed it. You can notice that hundreds and hundreds of German fans always come over. So I'm glad they're finally getting an NFL game.
Yeah, I think when you look at it as well, like the UK gets a lot of the NFL. I think the fact that we speak English is quite a big reason for that. But in Germany, it's bigger almost. Mm-hmm. Even just on a real basic level, you look at the social media sites. Like NFL Germany has far more followers and far more interactions than any of the UK stuff. So I think it's a real good hotspot to be able to grow the sport, definitely. And you mentioned there about the fans and the passion, and there's noises where usually you wouldn't hear noise in the US. Like, what other differences are there between the US and Europe? You've been fortunate to play in both. Is there anything that's really stood out for you?
Definitely. The first and foremost thing I would say is the level of coaching and equipment is still not quite on the same level that the United States has. I think the more that I've been living in Europe, I've come to realize how fortunate I am to have grown up in America and have the facilities and to, the sports are such a big deal in America that so much money is dedicated to that it kind of allows America to be at the forefront. But besides just coaching and equipment, I think the other big difference as far as from a professional level is just the amount of time that guys are able to commit to the game. Yep. I think with this new league, that can change. It can become something over the next 2 to 3 years to where it's, you know, truly fully professionalized league, in the sense that guys aren't doing anything else but taking care of their body, lifting, proper nutrition, and fully focused on football. And football is such a game that's different than other sports in that you have to be all in. It requires a 12-month approach to the game. It requires 7 days a week. You know, everything, your life has to be all about football to really be at the top level. So that's the biggest difference to me. It's just facilities, coaching, and then the amount of time guys have to dedicate to the game.
So what other players should we look out for with Hamburg and anybody else on other teams that you think fans should be looking out for?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think my team is loaded with talent, so it's hard to identify just one guy. But if I had to, it wouldn't even be the other Americans. I mean, obviously, those guys are talented and not saying anything bad about them. Really love them. But I think it's some of the German guys that – obviously Kasim Adebali is a freak of nature. A guy named Evans Yeboah, I think, should be on everyone's radar. He's, to me, one of the best players I've ever seen in my entire life, American or European. Receiver-wise, I have a really talented European core. Johnny is going to be a really solid receiver for me, as well as Benny and Kwame, just to name a few. On the other teams, there's the Gomez brothers for Frankfurt. I've played them a few years now. They're always tough to play against. There's so many talented guys, it's hard to just name a few, but those are the ones that stick out in my mind.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, when you look at the LF, obviously this is the first season, there's 8 teams, 6 from Germany, 1 from Poland, 1 from Barcelona. There is talks that they will hopefully try to expand in the future. this is probably more of a thing from where you would like to go and play. What cities would you like to see within Europe have their own teams and branch out into?
That's another good question. I think London for sure has got to be at the top of the list. Without a doubt, I would expect them to be added quickly. Amsterdam, I know a lot of the Dusseldorf, the Rhine Fire from back in the day. They got a passionate fan base there. I think Vienna is a team that should be added with a strong culture of football. And then just pretty much every other capital city throughout Europe. You got Rome, Milan, Paris, Copenhagen. I think those are some cities that definitely you should keep your eye on for expansion teams in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it as well, doesn't even depend on the sort of the foundations of American football within those countries. If you get a team in Milan or London, and as you say, Vienna, a lot of like players from different nationalities, they're going to want to go out there to play. There's a real draw to go there. That did make me one other question that we weren't to ask you earlier was how come Hamburg? Were you drawn to the city? Were there any other sort of teams you were looking at, or was it always Hamburg when you spoke to the guys?
Yeah, Hamburg to me is unbelievable city. I first was there back in 2018 as an opponent playing against the German Football League team there called the Hamburg Huskies. And they're a good organization, but weren't quite up to par with some of the other teams in the league. And the city blew me away. I tried to make a point of staying in all the different cities a couple of days after the game just to experience Europe. And I grew up in Florida, so having the city be on the water and it be such an economic hub and have all of the other great things it has going for it, I kind of in the back of my mind was like, well, if there was ever a good team in Hamburg, that'd be a place I'd want to play. And with that being the headquarters of the league and having strong management and everything else, and then the roster, I can't speak highly enough about. It was just kind of the total package for me. It was a no-brainer decision once they made me an offer.
Yeah, it's meant to be a good night out as well. I've heard Hamburg felt a fair few good bars and pubs out there.
Yeah, I think it's going to work out in our advantage that right now it's still locked down.
Yes, no, it's true.
Keep the guys going out too much, and then maybe later on in the season they can experience that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think if they do have a team in London, if they don't call it the Monarchs, because obviously a lot of the teams, the new teams, have got the old NFL Europe names, but London Monarchs will be superb if they make a comeback.
Yeah, it'll be a talented team for sure if they do make a comeback.
Now, I think I'm not going to know the answer to this one already, but who's your NFL team?
Well, I'm from the Tampa Bay area. It's hard to go against the Bucs right now. The roster there, crazy. If they don't repeat, something went wrong. To have Tom Brady leading the charge and then to give him that many weapons, I wouldn't be surprised if they made a run at going undefeated this year. So I'm really excited about the Bucs this year.
So finally, we've had a guest on that doesn't say they're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, that's
everyone's a Patriots fan.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, including myself. So it's nice. So I get like a bit of an army of guests that join me on my side, because the other boys that do this pod, they can't stand us. As you probably well know, we're not the most liked team, and it's the same over here in the UK and Europe. No one likes the Patriots unless you're a Patriots fan.
How are you handling Brady moving on without you guys and still having success?
To be fair, when it happened, I was open-minded. I was sort of thinking, you know, that's 20 years of Tom Brady. We can move on. He went to Tampa, and I thought, yeah, it's a bit of a retirement thing. And I was supporting him all the way because I love Tom Brady. He's brought so much joy into my life, and I was happy to see him win, but I wasn't expecting it right at the beginning of the season. But as they grew and grew, you just saw it almost felt inevitable that it was going to happen. And I like Tampa Bay as a franchise. I think they're a good bunch down there. So yeah, it was nice to see him win the Super Bowl again.
Tom Brady's legacy was built on a lie. It was a fumble. The tuck rule is a sham.
You're a Raiders guy, huh?
Yes, I am. How'd you guess?
Oh my God.
I don't think there's been anything as cool as that boat parade that they got to experience. So with Hamburg having a little bit of water, it's got some thoughts going in my head.
Yes, start throwing the trophy across boats. That will go really well.
I actually will say stand up for Tom Brady on that one. It actually showed he was a human and not a robot. So it was actually quite nice to see him having fun in that one. In Germany, how's the coverage of the NFL? Is it on TV weekly or...?
Yeah, definitely. Patrick Azume, the commissioner of the new league, I think in 2015 was able to convince Pro 7 to show the NFL games on TV. And it's absolutely taken off over the last few years, the coverage. And so actually that's who is kind of behind this new European League of Football. It's the former CEO of Pro 7 and Patrick Azume. So I think the fact that they've had so much success with the NFL is part of the inspiration to found this new league.
Yeah, absolutely. So your first game is against Frankfurt. You're at home, I believe. Is that correct? I think I remember seeing that. I know it's tough because obviously you're still getting to meet the guys and the opponents as well. You don't massively know too much about them, but what's your prediction first game? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
You won't get a prediction out of me. I would say tickets are on sale now as of yesterday. So that's kind of cool. They're going to allow fans of the game, I'm hearing. And it's going to be a war. I'll tell you that much. Every time I've ever played against Frankfurt the last few years, they've got a strong defense, great head coach, really talented football team. We're going to have to do everything we can to beat them and represent Hamburg well in the opening game. It's going to be fun. We're going to be on TV. Like I said, fans of the game, it's big time. We got to play a strong opponent from the start. No easy warm-up game.
I was looking at Ticketmaster yesterday, how the tickets were selling, and they virtually sold out, which is great. It's just unfortunate, obviously, we can't come over due to COVID at the moment, but we'll definitely be over later in the season.
Yeah, our GM came up at the end of practice and said, hey, guys, we released tickets a couple hours ago. They're selling like crazy. You better get your friends and family to buy them quick before they're all sold out.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's such a big thing, just being able to get some fans in the door. Just give them some sort of experience that'll make them want to come back and support your boys all the way through the season. So it's going to be good. It's going to be hot as well. It's obviously in the summer, and I know the sort of more mainland you get, the more hotter it gets in Europe. So you could be playing in some hot temperatures. Are you looking forward to that, or do you think it's going to be a bit of a not a struggle, I'd say, but it's going to be a difficult one, surely, to be playing in high temps?
Opposite. I'm surely looking forward to that.
Oh, you're a Tampa boy. Sorry.
They were asking me if I can handle the wind and the rain of Hamburg. I said, no problem. I love the wind and rain. It doesn't bother me at all. It's the cold I hate. So it's no problem, man.
That's good. No, Jadrian, I think that's everything that we wanted to ask you. Obviously, best of luck for this season. We're going to be watching every game, so we'll keep an eye out on for you, and we'll be wishing you all the best. Do you just want to let the people know where your socials are at so they can follow your journey and follow you throughout the season?
Sure, yeah. My Instagram is QB Clark, and you can follow me there and follow along the journey, as you said, and catch us on TV at Pro 7. They're also going to be doing a game pass of the league at European League of Football. So you can go on there and watch all the games, sort of like the NFL, catch up on all the stats, scores, and highlights, man. It's going to be a heck of a year. So really excited.
Anything else that you want to say? Or
Go Sea Devils, man. I think we got a hell of a team, and we got to come out and represent the city right. And we're going to give it our all.
Excellent. Cheers, Jadrian. Top bloke. Really nice talking to you. And yeah, best of luck for the season.
Thank you very much.
So yes, as you just heard, that was our interview there with Jadrian. Really nice guy, actually, Tim, wasn't he?
Just really nice.
Very chilled out and making me like the Hamburg Sea Devils a little more. I haven't really devoted ourselves to a team yet. So obviously we've got Cadell and Frankfurt, which is a lot of loyalty there. But I think the more we speak to more people, we're going to start feeling towards their teams. But yeah, Jadrian will be the first of many different interviews that we're hopefully going to have with players from different teams. So you're going to see a little bit of each side, which will be good. As always, go check out Lockdown Lids. Make sure you go over and check out our friends at EP Sports for any of your NFL or equipment needs. That is everything from us today. Tim, anything else to say?
Nope. Go Sea Devils, apparently.
Go Sea Devils is the word. Thank you very much, guys, and we'll see you next week.